Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Well, well, well. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody, everywhere. November the 2021 on the 24th. Of course, we know that tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Of course, we're so supposed to be thankful at all times. This morning, I want to read a passage of scripture And then I'm starting to move, Sister Danielle, to just hear some hymns for the rest of the program this morning. We'll offer a prayer after I read this passage of scripture, because I just want everybody to have a super-duper Thanksgiving. Though your friends may be coming in, you may be going somewhere, maybe you are just at home cooking a little small meal and everything. And this is tomorrow probably will not be a good day for some people because there will be some of their family members may be sick, maybe passed away or something of that sort. So we want to keep them in our prayers as well. But I want to read a passage of scripture, and then after that, Sister Danielle, just play us some of those beautiful hymns for the rest of the program for this morning. In the Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse number 4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he says, think on these things. And these things which you have both learned, received, heard, seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Our Father, we do thank you for this opportunity that you have afforded us to arise from our beds this morning, from our sleep and slumber, as we almost laid in the state of death last night. But you caused us to see another day. We pray this morning that we find ourselves worthy to accept this day that you have given us. We ask a special blessing also upon this Thanksgiving that's coming upon us for tomorrow, that you bless those who are traveling, whether it's by air, land, train, Uber, Lyft, however they're getting, wherever they're going to get, that they will be safe. Bless all of our listeners. And we encourage you to give this phone number to some of your friends so they can be a blessing to them as well. So, our Father, we do thank thee for all that thou have done for us, what you're doing for us this very moment, and what you have planned for us in the future. In Jesus' name, we pray and have a super duper Thanksgiving. Sister Danielle, let us hear some of those beautiful hymns for the remainder of the program.
I'm Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed your blood out there on Calvary. Witness up in here.
God is real. can feel him in my soul. Oh, yes, God is real.
Love for me.
Is this like pure joy?